three.
My kid just texted me. Snowcone put out a thing on. You put it out there, right?
Yeah, it was a picture of us when we all went to Buzzard with Hartle.
Yeah, and it's on that social media. It says, name this band. And my kid just sent me a picture of it back. You know, it just says Future Insulin.
It's pretty good. So there's some resemblance, too.
There is.
Right? I mean, there is. The dude kind of look like the dudes in that band. What are they called?
Future Islands.
Couldn't think of the real name there for a second. Remember when Snowcone was left in the car? Look, I know he gets upset about this. Listen, it's not about you. This happened to somebody else now. So I'm just saying it's worse.
What?
There's, you know, what happened to you wasn't so bad.
I wasn't so bad, guys.
It wasn't. Well, what? Is that what you get mad about? Then no. What happened to you was bad. What happened to you was really bad. When he got left in the car. He doesn't like us talking about it. But this is.
In a leotard?
This was in the news. No, that was the girl that left him in the leotard. That
in
definitely,
a car?
That definitely wasn't bad. Yeah.
What about the time when your dad beat your ass and said your feet stink?
Yeah. That was in the back of a limo.
Wait, what? Why were you in a limo?
We told that story.
Driving to Florida in a limo.
We were supposed to go to Florida.
For the Waffle Convention or whatever?
No, just on vacation.
Okay. Disney World.
It wasn't Disney World. We went to Fort Lauderdale. But he doesn't fly. He hates flying. So we had a train scheduled to go. But then the train was running late, had to cancel whatever. So
we got to cancel on you, boys.
Something like that. So he rented a limo. And they had two drivers that would, you know, that drove us down there. And when we got there, we found out that train we were supposed to be on had derailed and people died.
Mm. You wish you would have been on it.
Yeah. Hold on. Your dad told you that? Or was that in the news?
I think he read it on the news or something.
Okay.
But
so who all's in the car other than the driver?
It was the two drivers, me and my dad and his girlfriend and her two kids at the time.
Okay.
And his dad said your feet stink.
I remember this part.
I started some, like, new medication. And I think like it made me sweat, and maybe I wasn't wearing socks, but my feet were, you know, stinky. And so he made me take off my shoes, and he threw them out the window.
And he punched you in your feet, right?
Yeah, and he punched me.
In your feet?
No. It was like more like an open hand slap, like across my face.
Why are we laughing about that?
Did he call you stinky feet or anything?
No, I don't think he called me.
Why are we laughing?
He called my mom and was like screaming at her about how bad my feet
for creating such
smelled.
A stinky kid.
I guess, yeah.
Man. Hold on. What was the non-stepmom, his girlfriend, saying? Was she like, stop it or anything?
Yeah, she was trying to, like, you know, stop him.
And what about her kids? Were they older?
Her kids were just, like, frightened.
Okay.
Well, why? Did their kids stink, too? Because I wouldn't be scared unless my feet stink. Like, I'm sure I would have lifted my shoe and went, no, I'm fine, dude. I'll be all right. I wouldn't be scared unless my feet stunk.
No, I remember my feet, like, did smell bad. Like,
I'm saying other kids wouldn't be scared unless their feet stunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think they were worried about that. I think they were just... I don't think their dad was around, so this guy, like, he'd become, like, a stepdad or...
I'd just be, like, mental note.
Yeah.
No, put gold bond in my shoes.
Wear socks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the same...
I'd probably be glad.
That's the same vacation he found out I was smoking cigarettes and he made me eat a cigarette. Remember that story?
Mm.
Wait, how old were you?
Four.
Right.
I was like...
You weren't wearing socks, 14? But you were old enough to smoke? You forgot to wear socks?
I was like 14. I don't know.
Why were you wearing socks?
I don't remember
why I wasn't wearing socks. It wasn't like... I wore socks. I don't know why in that particular time I didn't. And I'm not sure I didn't either. I felt like maybe I didn't, but I know this new medication like made me sweat or made my feet. So I don't know. There was something to do with medication, and he called my mom screaming about this medication.
What was the medication?
I don't remember. I feel like it was probably Zoloft at the time.
Makes your feet stink?
I feel like it made me sweat, because SSRIs can make you sweat, you know, for the first couple weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's what it was. I know that's one of the first meds I took, was Zoloft.
Mm-hmm. So he hit you.
Why'd you need Zoloft? Seem like your life is going pretty
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's proof that, you know, it's all genetic. It's not nature at all. Or nurture, I mean. It's all nature, because... Right. Everything's going good. You're in a limo. Literally in a limousine on the way to Florida.
You can say like that their dad rented a limo.
To drive to Florida.
Drive to Florida.
Like, yeah, from St. Louis.
And you got to ruin it with your stupid stinky feet.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to sit in this limo and you decide not to wear socks.
Yep.
So I've seen your shoes. You've never had a new pair of shoes in your life.
Oh, no. I had new pairs of shoes back then.
No, you
didn't. Yeah, before we knew them.
I've never had new shoes.
Well.
No, when I was a kid, I got new shoes. But yes, he beat my ass and threw my shoes out the window.
And what'd you do for shoes the rest of the time?
You know what? When we got to Florida, I remember he went and bought me Tommy Bahama like boat shoes, because that's what he always wore.
That's smart.
Oh, well, but
Tommy Bahama's expensive.
I know, but I'm just thinking he would put him in flip flops, like let your feet breathe. But maybe he doesn't want to smell them.
Yeah, too, I guess. Right. But the the boat shoes, he's like, you know.
Yeah, but wear some socks, I guess at least. Yeah, I wasn't trying
to make this. Tommy Bahama boat shoes.
They were fine. I thought they were dorky, but it was like, you know, 5 years later they became like fashionable.
Yeah,
you know,
they came back.
A trendsetter.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't trying to make this. It's your fault. That's not what I was trying to do.
Well,
I know you don't. I know you don't like talking about it. Well, now I'm starting to think. I mean, I am a little bit like, you know, you were taking a limo to Florida, and then you're like, I'm still not happy. Give me Zoloft. So there is that aspect. But your dad shouldn't have hit you. I understand being very angry. He said he hit him.
He said he open hand slapped him.
Well, I mean,
but he hit him.
From what I remember, open hand slapped him.
From what I remember, it was kind of like a closed fist, but like kind of more of a slap, like across.
Like
the,
you said, it was open hand,
and it wasn't once. It was there was a few times.
How many times?
Well, I mean, in that particular time, that moment, that was like at least three or four.
The look is on Soko's face when he just looked at Lazo, he goes, it wasn't once. Like,
that wasn't just
you're not getting this.
Hand slapped
you
three or four times?
He was repeatedly hitting me.
All right, let me ask you right now. I'm going to ask you this question, simple question right now.
Okay.
I'm offering you a new pair of Tommy Bahama shoes and a limo ride to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And all I'm asking for you as a price is I can just slap you across the face three times. Everyone in this room is taking that deal.
Yeah,
so quit being a little bitch.
But it was my dad, man.
It was his dad.
It was my dad.
Now you know he's doing it because he loves you. I'm going
to
let
be nice.
It's not the same as just... It's one thing to take the hit. It's the other thing that your dad is telling you, basically, I hate you for stinking. I mean, come on.
He's not saying I hate you for stinking. I hate your stink.
He's acting like he hates you for stinking.
I hate your stink.
Then why is he hitting you?
I haven't seen him like a year or two at that point.
You need to get less stinky.
Oh, really? This was the first time you'd seen him in a long time?
Yeah, I never saw him that much anyways. But this was, you know...
Like, we're gonna go to Florida. Your mom's like, fine.
Yeah,
and you probably want to go.
Did
though,
she
right?
send you out with any socks?
I'm sure.
Like you did.
I didn't ever just like not wear socks. I don't know why I wasn't.
Were they were the kids of the woman? Were they girls?
There was one boy, one girl.
And how old was the girl? Like your age?
The girl, I feel like, was maybe a year or two older.
Okay.
And then I remember the
is that why you wanted to go?
Kid, Johnny was probably like five or six.
Did you stay in touch with them at all?
No.
It would be interesting to check in with. It would be interesting to check in with him and see. You know, like I don't know what he did to those people's kids, but everyone who seems to have come in contact with this guy had a bad time. And I'm just curious. I mean, if they were scared in that moment, maybe you know.
Yeah, I've been curious. Like, what if he
did he do stuff to them?
Stuff to them,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because your feet. You're sitting here saying, "Yeah, I know my feet did stink." You're saying
that. No, they did. They did for sure. Like I understood. I was embarrassed.
Don't feet stink? I mean,
I was embarrassed, kind of like hoping no one noticed. You know
okay,
I mean?
So yeah. It was that
like,
bad.
I knew. I was aware
okay,
of it.
Okay.
So I was already kind of like scared, embarrassed, and then
just trying to make sure that you weren't, you know, that it wasn't a little bit of revisionist because you know.
No. I remember
your
them
dad.
Stinking, yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't know why, but I remember him screaming about the medication to my mom on the phone.
I'd be mad
what
too.
A piece of garbage, man.
Yeah, no
absolutely.
Crap. Just getting a limo with stinky feet. You're a piece of garbage. You're what Slim said earlier, garbage person.
Your dad, not you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that.
I was going to tell you that.
I thought Slim was calling you a garbage person.
No. I was going to tell you.
You smell like garbage person.
I was going to tell you, Snowcone, that there was a story today about a kid. They found this kid in a car. And they're like, hey, what's going on? It was really hot in the car, too. And he's pretty young. He's like toddler age, like 3 or 4 years old. So couldn't exactly explain to them what was going on. They're looking for his parents. They eventually find this kid's dad. He had parked the car, gone in to visit a hooker, and left the kid in the car. And I thought, hey, that's worse, right? Isn't it? That's worse, right?
Well, hooker doesn't take as long.
Well, they said that the kid was had to be rescued from this hot car. I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's worse because it was a night.
Parked in direct sunlight.
Hot. Yeah, that's definitely worse.
And passerbys eventually broke into the car to let the kid out.
And how old was he?
Like a toddler. So that's worse, too.
Yeah, I'd say that's worse.
Yeah, that's worse. See?
For sure.
Yeah, that's worse.
See? I wasn't trying to make it have it so
mine
bad.
Mine was the night. You know, I was like 15.
You were 15.
I could open the
you
door.
You knew how to unlock the doors.
Yeah.
Things like that. But I wasn't trying to defend you yet. I forgot all about the hitting you three or four times in front of other kids. Well, quit rolling your eyes, Lazo. That's
why?
Bad. I mean, that's bad, bad, bad.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad.
He was in a limo going to Florida.
Yeah, and then
that's
he just started
good,
getting
good.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Well, we're almost done, man.
I mean, my God.
What?
I can't talk anymore. Oh, I don't have anything else to say.
Oh, I was a little
done.
Bummed.
I'm spent.
Oh, I get bummed at this time of the week.
Why? Because we're not going to see each other for a couple days?
Because we're running out of show here to do. We've only got a little bit of show left.
I got no show left. I mean, I will say I did have a great time talking about old Stinky Paws in there. That was fun.
It's fun to laugh at things that aren't funny.
I like to hear...
It's not funny. It's definitely not funny.
Oh, I found
like it's.
I think if you go back and listen to that segment, you can hear us both laugh wildly.
We're laughing because it's...
We're not laughing wildly because we're sad inside.
Because it's so tragic. You have to laugh.
Oh, or else you'll cry? There was no part of me that was like, I might break down and cry. Let me chuckle. That didn't happen. It literally...
I guess I wasn't either, but...
Brought me happiness. It brought me happiness.
But, like, on its face... Here are the facts of the story.
During...
Father, deadbeat dad beats son in front of other people.
Horrible story if you don't know the kid. A horrible story if you can't. It's not in context.
Right, I know there's a limo
right.
in Florida.
Yeah.
And medication. And his feet
And we've
stinking.
Seen the year-old shoes he wears.
But you're a dad. I want you to imagine
I'd
for
never
a moment.
I do that to my kid.
Exactly. Now imagine if your dad did it to you. Your dad did some messed up things. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. Don't pretend like they're somehow similar.
Well.
Just because your dad didn't like it when you called him a mother effer and decided to sometimes hit back. That's not the same as hitting you in front of other kids, stranger kids, because your feet stink.
Right.
That is totally different.
Right,
you were a teenager. You were grown up. You were ready to join the Navy. You should have joined the Navy sooner, probably. That's a little different. I mean, our dads, you know, weren't perfect, but come on. Silicon had it rough. He had it rough.
Well, how did he have it so rough? His dad was never there.
Well, except when he was there, he's a piece of crap.
Okay, but he was hardly ever there, so congratulations.
Yeah, except that people would like to have...
I'm just saying if he was around more, it would have been worse.
Well, yes, it would have been. But you know what would have been better is if his dad was a decent human being and had been around more.
Well, you know.
That would have been nice, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, right, but not everybody can have everything.
Right. Yeah,
he
I know.
He had a great stepdad.
I did.
He did have a good stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
His
mom seems nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did have a good stepdad. Mom seems nice. Got you...
She's doing fine.
Plenty of love there. Your sisters, you've got older sisters.
Yeah.
They, you know, and you guys are like a support group for one another, I assume, right?
There's a lot of kids who have crap dads who also don't have access to Fort Lauderdale in a limo. Like, you know, there's kids listening to this story being like, man, I'd trade dads right now. Trust me.
Are there?
Trust me, what?
I'm wondering, is there anyone who would say they'd trade dads? Like, who's listening?
Yes.
Are there people in the world? Sure. Are there people listening? Like, the odds are pretty low. They'd be like, I'd trade places.
Oh, I guarantee you there's people listening right now who'd be like, wait, hold on. He open hand slapped you three times, took you to Florida in a limo.
He open hand slapped. He hit him, bum, bum, bum.
He
and then he did it again.
Like a slap.
He said he swung from the side.
I mean,
he didn't Thomas Hearns with him.
It hurt.
And then he did it again when he got to Florida, so.
Well, he was smoking.
Right.
A little lesson
I got caught smoking. My mom didn't punch me.
No, she hit you before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, spanked me.
Well, hit you with a spoon or something over the head.
I don't know if she hit me with a spoon in the head.
Yeah,
with a belt or something. I was a baby. It's one thing to hit a baby. It's another thing to hit, you know, a halfway grown man. That's all.
All I'm saying is I'm sure there's people who could tell us more worse stories about their father. That's all.
Yeah. Why are we talking about this still, though? I thought we were talking about how we were sad that the show was coming to an end. That's what it was.
I did have fun earlier.
Oh, that's what it was.
When we discussed that.
Okay. Well, anyhow, we're almost done, Snow Cone.
Hey, Cornell Crackman on our Twitch, twitch.tv/StrickLow, says, my mom slapped me and we never went to Florida in a limo. My dad hit me with a Coke bottle.
My
mom, go to Florida.
My mom slapped me, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, my mom slapped me, too. It wasn't that.
I got it. Smacked. I got slapped. I got hit with a belt or whatever a couple times.
Casey Cheven says, my only trip to Florida with my dad, we were in a crappy van and slept in tents. And all we ate was Spam and a 5-pound bag of Jolly Ranchers.
That sounds good. You were allowed
to
eat Spam and Jolly Ranchers.
Was he beating your ass?
Right. Was
Wait,
he beating
like
you?
A limo?
Yeah, the limo was nice.
In Tommy Bahamas or Spam and Bobby Ranch.
And a loving
in Tommy
dad.
Bahamas.
The guy's not going out of his way to take care of his kids with the cans of Spam.
Maybe that's what they wanted. Maybe it was like whatever you want.
I mean,
like,
that's not what Spam. The way they wrote that didn't say with all we had.
Or that's all they could afford. Yeah.
No, that's not what he said. He said all we had.
All we had.
Yeah.
That and a lot of love. All we had was Spam.
He took me to Colorado when I was younger, and we slept in the back of his truck. And I remember stopping at churches, and he was like, begging for money from churches and like using me as like me and my poor son haven't.
Were you guys panhandled together?
I didn't know that was what was happening at the time.
Well, that's bonding.
I remember just going into church.
I didn't know they panhandled together.
And he
together.
Was like asking for money.
Church or churches?
Like churches.
Oh, I was thinking the church's chicken. That's what I thought he meant.
No. Like, we went into like a
church. I thought
church.
He was there begging for food.
And
begging
was, like,
for
talking
money
to
for
a priest. And I remember him saying like, we're hungry, we haven't eaten in days. And I was like, well, that's not true. Well, I didn't know what was happening. But he was trying to get money. And then I remember another guy, he was talking to some guy. And this guy's like, you can't crash here anymore or something. But I was too young. I was like six. But I remember we slept in the back of his truck.
And definitely separate from the leotard memory.
Yeah.
You're positive those things are separate.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well,
so this was before the elephant ears then? Or the funnel cakes?
No, this would be like during that time.
Oh, and so the limo time?
So like all this was before the limo time.
So he made money after that and then got a limo.
Yeah, the Colorado thing, yeah. The Florida thing was after the money came from the funnel cakes. The Colorado thing was while he was like still probably selling funnel cakes.
Yeah, he was trying to figure it out. He needed money.
You know, he made a bunch of money and he spent it like on limos and stuff to Florida, and then
yeah, I mean, I don't think he's got much money anymore, but I really don't know.
Right, but in that
how much
moment,
money did he get from the church?
I don't remember. I remember sitting there in front of a desk, and there was like a priest or something, and I was confused why we were there. And he was saying,
and "You had a leotard on."
Did not have a leotard on.
How remember, much did the priest give you?
Right, because those are the same memories.
No, yeah, they're separate for sure.
Your dad seriously is like that honey bear, honey boo, whatever that movie was, the Shia LaBeouf movie.
Oh, the Honey Boy.
Your dad is worse. Your dad's worse than that.
I haven't seen the movie.
Your dad's worse. It's stories kind of like that, except that I think, you know, maybe he kind of loved him, which I don't get that impression from your dad that he was ever really nice to you.
Mean.
Was he ever nice to you? I'm
your
saying, was he ever nice
you.
To you?
Your dad loves you.
Oof.
He just has a different way of showing it.
Was he ever nice to him, though? I guess
of course
is what
he
I
was
mean.
Nice to him. We took him to
was
Florida
he ever loving?
Limo.
Was he ever loving to him? Is
he
what
took him to Florida in a limo and bought him Tommy Bahamas.
He took his girlfriend to Florida
die.
In a limo. He took his
him
girlfriend
to take him. You know he didn't have to take him.
Maybe his girlfriend was like, hey, what about your son? And he was like, oh, yeah, sure, I was going to call old Billy up. And she's like, I thought his name was Spencer. And he's like, that's what I meant. I call him Billy. It's just a, you know, little pet name I've got for him. That's probably what happened. He bought the limo to impress her, not to impress
Snow.
Well,
I don't know what happened.
Or to create memories
with Snow.
Well, it was
supposed to get the train, but we ended up not taking the train.
Either way, you took the limo.
Well, you took the limo, yeah.
You could have rented a car from Avis.
Yeah.
You didn't. Yeah, and it was because he wanted to impress her.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, probably. That's what I assume.
Anyway.
We're just trying to be a good guy. Get everybody to Florida.
Maybe that's it.
And stressful. He doesn't have that much money.
I don't know what his life was like. Generational trauma.
I don't remember any, like, loving, happy memories.
No, he was never nice.
It was just not too long ago, he was begging for money. Now he's got money. He got a limo. Kid's feet sting.
Yes.
And he's probably pretty damn sure that his ex-wife made his feet stink on purpose because she knew they were going to go.
Okay, is that possible? I did kind of wonder, like,
no.
All these times, is there anything that your mom could have done that?
No.
No, okay.
No, my mom
Your mom is the angel that we've...
Yeah,
okay.
No, she never, ever said bad things about him. When everyone else
she
did,
made
she
feet
wanted.
Stink on purpose. Tried to ruin that
but
vacation.
But you'd have to know that Zoloft would make you sweat. And
well, like, if
you're
a nurse,
if
you've been...
Mom's damn near a doctor,
yeah, no,
she knows.
That's not what happened.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This is unbelievable.
What's wrong?
So my doctor retired.
Yeah?
Okay, you know I've been stressed.
Yeah.
He didn't actually retire. He like, quit the business. He's been my doctor since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, I can still be your doctor, but, you know, you're just going to pay me cash once a year or something. I don't know. And I thought about it, but... you know, it's kind of expensive.
Right.
So the doctor's office, I was worried, like, what do I do? Like, I just had gone to the doctor. What about my prescriptions, right? How am I going to find the doctor? I hear all this stuff on the news about how nobody can find a general practitioner, all these things. And Brooke, my fiance, she hasn't been able to find a general practitioner the whole time she's lived in Kansas City. She's been here for, like, 9 years now or something. 10 years. So... they got a new doctor at my doctor's office. And I said, hey, I told her, I said, I'm pretty sure that like they're getting this new doctor to take on some of the old patients, right, from my doctor. So today I finally got them on the phone and found out some great news. One, because I saw the doctor recently, they've got my prescriptions taken care of until like December. That's great, right? And then two, they do have this new doctor, and
you can see him?
I can go see this new doctor. So I told Brooke, I was like, hey, great news. Shared the news with her, and I said, there's, you know, still openings. Like, you know, you should get a doctor, like a regular doctor. She said, okay, what's the doctor's name? You know, I'll call. So I said, I wrote it down somewhere. Hold on. I think, you know, something like this. So then I just got a text from my doctor's office, and I said, hey, here's my doctor's office. Here's my doctor's name, right? And this is what she says to me. This is what Brooke says to me. Oh, it's a woman? Question mark. And I said, yes. And she said, I'm not seeing a woman doctor.
Really?
And I said, wait, what? And she said, well, not as a general practitioner. So, see, you guys think I'm the sexist
one. Why wouldn't she do that?
I don't know, but I would like it to be on the record now that I have a female doctor. You guys always project this sexism thing onto me that's not real at all. And now I have some proof. I have some proof. The person in charge of my health and well-being is a woman. That's who I trust. That's who I've entrusted to take care of me. A woman, right? I'm obviously not sexist.
Why won't your fiance do it? Ask her. I want to hear why.
Okay, I'll ask her. Why? Why no woman? Why woman bad? Why no woman? Right. I know she has a female
gynecologist,
yeah. So she's obviously not. Yeah. So I know that it's not like a strict across the board thing, but I really was not expecting this. She was like, I thought she'd be happy that I've finally found a doctor that's taking openings, and then she just responds with, it's a woman. I am a little, I'm not sexist. I'm a little curious. What do they do when you, like for your physical, what do they do?
But what do you mean? Like look at your with the finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it.
But seriously.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Are you positive?
I'm sure.
Or are you joking? You have a male doctor.
I do.
I think if you have a woman doctor, they bring someone else in.
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
Women can do it just like men.
Well, but do they do it? Would that be a conflict of interest?
Like, what do you mean? Like, they're not,
like I know they're
a conflict of interest. Like, they're into you or something?
Well, like, they don't really have a lot of male OBGYNs anymore. That's like, you know, that's considered kind of dated, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's very popular anymore. I don't think a lot of women go to see male
OBGYNs. They're trained professionals. They've seen before, including yours.
I'm talking about men. Like, it's not... It's not just looking at it.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
There's stuff that they have to do.
They're allowed to search for cancer without, you know, becoming attracted to you.
Okay, but seriously, joking aside,
yeah,
I'm not talking
joking
about my butt, all right? I mean, maybe I was a little bit, but besides that.
What else?
Don't they want their patients to feel comfortable?
Well, you don't feel comfortable so with a woman?
Well, wouldn't you feel a little less comfortable just pulling your pants down in front of a woman?
I've had a physical done with a woman.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know for sure that was a thing.
Of course, I
figured that's how it was. I just didn't know. They do the.
They did everything.
The hernia check.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what you do in that situation. She turns her head, or whatever.
No, she just looks at your wiener. I had a problem with my wiener. So look at my wiener.
With a woman doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there you go. One stop shopping. Okay. So I don't know, and I'm not getting a response now. So I couldn't tell you, but I've just. Like, it to be known that I have a female doctor. Also, Snowcone, if you're still looking for a doctor, I got a lady
one
doctor.
Now. Also a female.
You got a female doctor, too?
I do.
So, Lazo's the only guy in here who's still going to see his old golfing buddy. Yeah, your old golf buddy. And let it be known, Lazo is the first to shout sexism and direct it towards me, Snowcone, but you're the one
I
who
had
refuses
doctors
to,
before.
I don't necessarily remember you talking about...
I've had them, but, you know...
We thought you had ALS. I remember that.
Two of them.
But that was because they were like neurologists or something, right?
Well,
it was like
I don't
a specialist.
Know. I went to a couple doctors. Let me tell you. I've had women doctors.
And you never went back, though. You just went and saw that lady one time about ALS.
No, I had another one. The lady that she had a practice in Overland Park. She was from KU Med. I had her for a while, too. And then she stopped doing her whatever she does, she does.
Oh, she stopped doing it or you stopped going?
I think she went back to KU. She stopped the Overland Park thing.
Okay.
You should come out here like 2 days a week or something, but I don't know. I think they all go back to hospitals after a while.
Well, that's what I heard. They all don't. They're all going back to hospitals. I don't know. These kids, Lazo, they can't get doctors. Do your kids have doctors?
Yeah, they have pediatricians.
They still have pediatricians?
Yeah, until you're 18, I think.
Oh, I started seeing my doctor, the one that just retired, when I was in junior high, because he had to give me my physicals for school.
She gives them to him.
She? Who? Your ex?
No, their doctor.
Oh, their doctor's a girl, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's a woman.
Yes.
She's not a girl.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here comes the sexism stuff. Sorry, she's a female
doctor. She's a woman.
Yes, okay, gotcha.
She's not a girl. She's not a child.
Yeah.
She wasn't given her degree. She earned it.
Okay, she's...
And I trust my children with her.
With her. Yeah, I gotcha.
The doctor.
Yeah,
not the girl.
Doctor.
I don't call my doctor... You know, you still go to that boy doctor? He's a man.
If you're asking about the gender and you're like, he's a boy.
Or male.
He's a boy.
No, I don't say he's a boy. And nobody says, hey, is your doctor a boy? Then you'd be like, no, he's a man.
If I'd said it in the same way, hold on, and if I said it with a straight face, it wouldn't sound weird. If I said, oh, it's a boy doctor?
Yeah, it would sound weird.
It would be weird, yeah.
Yeah.
He's right.
Oh, it's a boy. I thought you were saying it's a girl.
For some reason, that always is a thing with girls, though. Like, you could say that girl.
Well, it's because women don't like being called women or ladies. They hate being called ladies.
That's right.
Yeah, women.
They say, don't call me lady. I'm not old enough to be called a lady. So I don't know.
I don't want to answer for her, but I just would guess that she would say, you know, she's a female doctor. She's not a girl.
Female. Okay, well, I didn't say
female. She's a grown-ass woman.
Right, but they don't like being called ladies.
I don't know that to be true.
Well, some of them don't. I've been told before, I've been scolded, hey, don't call me a lady, I'm not that old. Okay, fine. I mean, you're in your 40s, lady, but whatever. That's I get it. That's totally fine. I'll call you a girl, so I do that.
Okay, well, you're
going to
just call her a woman.
Okay, call her a woman. She's more than a woman. She's a woman
female doctor. She's a female doctor.
Isn't it?
You know what she is?
Isn't it
more than that?
Something to behold.
More than that? She's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Female, male, that part doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A doctor.
Right. She's a doctor.
Okay.
Yes. I just took my dog to the vet yesterday.
That's all you need to ask me. Is your kid's doctor a doctor? And the answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
Is your kid's doctor a doctor?
Yes. We're literally talking about gender of doctors here.
Yeah,
and,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. All I care about is whether they're a qualified doctor.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know your kids were still going to see pediatricians. I went to start seeing a regular boy doctor when I was, 12 years old or something, 11 or 12 years old, because I had to get a physical. So I don't remember my pediatrician ever giving me a physical. My pediatrician had the fire truck thing. Like, that's what I think of with the pediatrician. He literally had the fire truck table that I sat on.
My boy's doctor is in a hospital.
Yeah. And there's no fire truck table?
No.
Okay. And but it's the same doctor that would, like, give them shots when they were little. It's just the
gave
same
them
doctor.
Shots just the other day.
That's the same doctor. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Lady doctor. That's all.
It's just a doctor.
I gotcha. They have
there
a
needs to be
pediatrician.
No qualifier.
Their pediatrician is
it's a doctor.
A doctor. Doctor,
my boys have a doctor.
Doctor of pediatricy. How do you say it, Snowcone? You're the doctor. You're the one who went to med school. Doctor
a pediatrician?
Pediatricy.
Doctor of pediatrics.
Pediatrics. Yes. There it is. Doctor of pediatrics. Lady doctor.
It's, so anyway, it's hard to work in this
you're
room.
The one who, you're the only one in here who has a male doctor.
I have a doctor.
You have a doctor, a golfing buddy
I
who
don't
you call
see
on the phone
sex.
And you text and you talk about all, you know, you shoot the breeze with. You guys are buddies because the doctor who happened to be a lady that you went and saw one time before, you thought wasn't as good.
No, she quit.
No, you just said
she
earlier.
She went back
you
to went, KU.
She's a woman. You said that. Okay, fine. Anyhow. I have a doctor now. It's a woman. I just want...
You have a doctor. That's it.
Yes.
And stop talking after that.
I gotcha. Except that.
No, there's to be an except.
Because I've never had a...
You've had a doctor.
I've never had a female doctor.
You know what? I'm lucky.
I mean, I've never had one.
I'm lucky. I found a doctor. That's all you need to say.
And you've always said, this is my friend Slim. He won't fly on planes with women pilots, and he won't go to a doctor who's a lady. And I'm telling you, I do. Because she just texted me. Says she's a doctor and everything.
Do you believe her?
Seems hard to believe. But I guess I'll really, you know, once I see her in person, it'll seem real.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I can't. Like, are we done?
We're done.
My phone died like 10. I got it. I can't work.
I know. It's the end of the week. It's 5-day work week. It's tough, isn't it? It's
I've
like
been here
5-hour
like
days.
Goddamn day.
4-hour days. I know. It's been 4 hours. 4 and a half, something like that. If you count the time, you know.
I got here like noon.
Yeah.
Earlier than that. I got her at 11. I can't. Are we done?
We're done. That really is it. I mean, I had one more thing I was going to ask you, but I'll save it for Monday, so.
Jesus Christ, what a long week. God.
By the end of the week, it does start to feel long. Imagine how the listener feels. he's ready for us to leave. I mean, he's still texting us on Twitch, but he's ready. He's ready to say goodbye.
All right, well, enjoy your weekend. What's your doctor's name?
I'm not telling you my
doctor's
name.
Just the first name.
No, I'm not telling you.
Doctor what?
I'm not.
First name.
Molly.
Really?
Yeah.
Molly.
It's too much, isn't it? It's too much. Admit it, it's too much.
I do like the name Molly.
Well, what about the picture?
Well, she's hot.
It's too
much. She looks like your ex-girlfriend.
It's too much. She's get way. I mean, I know she'd be younger. Everybody's younger than me now. I get it, but come on. That's too much.
We just go in there every time and be like, my
That's the thing. What if every time I go in there, she's like, I need to look. I'm like, he didn't used to look that up.
Well,
like,
why would you be like, no?
No, I'd be like,
if you go in every time and she says, can I look at your wiener? The answer is yes.
I know, and now all of a sudden my girlfriend is suspicious of the doctor's office. I'm saying I can see it all flashing before my eyes. I'm going to the doctor's a lot more often. I'm telling her I have cancer.
Your girlfriend is never going to think that a doctor would sleep with you.
That's true.
She's never like that.
Well, I don't think this woman's really a doctor anymore.
She's a doctor.
I don't think she is. I'm serious. She's like a, I don't know, something. I guess she's a doctor. She's a little.
Dr. Molly, good show. Stay positive, kids.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.